Chapter 4. Decker sat on his bed in his one room, about the size of a prison cell. For dealing with clients, he used the table in the dining room of the Residence Inn, where his monthly payment included a daily buffet breakfast. They were definitely losing money on him with that arrangement. He would just pick up entire plates of food from the buffet and carry them to his table. He could have used a backhoe instead of a fork. He had gotten his check from Mr. Mark's emissary. A buddy on the police force had recommended Decker to the rich guy to handle this delicate matter concerning his vapid daughter, who was always falling in love with the wrong guy. He'd never met with the old man, only his reps. That was okay. He doubted Marks would have wanted him soiling his fancy furniture. They had met at the breakfast bar, two young jerks in $1,000 suits who declined to even sample the coffee. They were probably more into double espressos spit out from those tiny little machines manned by a barista. He could tell from their expressions that they knew exactly how good they had it and how not good Decker had it. He'd worn his best shirt to the meeting, meaning the other one. Daddy Marks had authorized up to $100,000 to get rid of the albatross around his little girl's neck. After sizing up the con, Decker had told the reps he could get it done for a lot less. And he had. For the price of a one-way ticket, in fact. Chump change. You think Daddy Warbucks would have bonused him at least a percentage of the six-figure savings. But he stuck to the letter of their agreement, and Decker just got his flat hourly rate, though he'd padded that considerably and made a nice payday for himself. Yet a percentage would have been good, probably how the rich stayed rich. But it had been worth it to see a con. And he figured Jenny Marks would be in the same boat in a few more months, and he'd get called up again. Maybe he should ask Daddy Warbucks for a retainer. He left his room and made his way to the dining area right off the inn's lobby. It was early, and he was the only one there other than 80-year-old June, who was enjoying her golden years by shoveling greasy home fries onto a platter at the buffet stand. After loading up his plate, he sat down to eat at his usual table.